This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report. The Health Ranger
Report. Oh, this is too good to be true, my friends. Welcome to the Health Ranger Science podcast at healthrangerscience.com. Bill Nye has now gone full lunatic with his new series on Netflix. I think it's called Bill Nye Saves the World or something. And in the series, he has a song with Rachel Bloom, which sings about moist vaginas and claims that transgenderism is, quote, evolution. And yes, Bill Nye, the science guy, has just become the laughingstock of the entire world of science. Every geneticist, every biologist, every doctor, if they watch this video, they're going to be banging their head on their desk over and over and over again, hoping that Bill Nye would just shut the hell up and stop turning science into the laughingstock of the world. Because remember, Bill Nye, the science guy, is the same guy who says that GMOs are safe and vaccines are good for you and pesticides are wonderful and you should eat more pesticides and herbicides and mercury doesn't harm you if you inject it in the vaccine. All of these things that the establishment is trying to get people to believe, even though they're totally false. And Bill Nye has been pushing all that, you know, obediently following orders, doing what he's told. So he gets this deal with Netflix and he creates this series. And then he goes on there with Rachel Bloom and he sings this insane song. It's been called the transgenderism anthem, and it pushes this quack anti-science lunacy of spontaneous genetic transmutation, which means that people like Bill Nye, thinks that he can stand on stage in front of a camera, pull down his pants, and make his penis vanish like a magic trick and replace it with a vagina because he wishes it so. Now, that would be a neat episode on Netflix, by the way. No question that that would get some interesting ratings. But I guarantee you that if he were to try it, it wouldn't work. This is not a denial of the humanity of those individuals who suffer from transgenderism. They deserve help. They deserve counseling. They deserve to be treated as human beings with, you know, obviously the same compassion as everybody else. It's not against their humanity. But the idea that you can transmute yourself from a biological man to a biological woman is insane. It is delusional. It is anti-science. It's magical thinking. It's wave a magic wand and say whatever you want. It's basically the flat earth theory of genetics. That's what it has come to. And this is what Bill Nye now espouses. Bill Nye, the science guy, joining in a song and promoting it and singing about transgenderism as evolution. And then at the end of the song, he tells Rachel, who was actually the one singing, he tells her, yeah, that's the right message. You nailed it. And like moist vaginas. And she's singing about how her vagina has a voice. Like, what? This is what science has come to now, thanks to Bill Nye. And I gotta thank him. I gotta thank him for this because Bill Nye has now become the science clown. He's no longer the science guy. He is the science clown, and he has made it so easy to now discredit everything that he has been pushing. GMOs, vaccines, fluoride, pesticides, herbicides, climate change, you name it. Because now, from this day forward, no matter what Bill Nye says, the answer is, you're the guy who thinks transgenderism is evolution. Which is the dumbest thing ever. From the world of science. And he attacks homeopathy on his show. He says homeopathy isn't real. And then he says transgenderism is evolution, or implies that. It's not a direct quote, but that's what is implied by that song by Rachel Bloom, that it's all evolution. You got to keep your vagina moist because your vagina has a voice. I mean, it's just the dumbest, unbelievably lunatic quack science delusional stuff imaginable. Bill Nye has out lunaticked, if you will, the lunatics that like the fringe science lunatics. Bill Nye has outdone them. It's just unreal. I'm even thinking that Bill Nye is now going to call for California to remove all genetics textbooks from public schools because they obviously contradict the transgenderism delusion. So you can't teach students about genetics anymore, maybe, according to Bill Nye, if he does that, because, you know, you got to teach that gender is a choice, that sex expression is a choice, has nothing to do with genetics, according to Bill Nye. I mean, what are you going to do now? You're just going to rip out the science of organic chemistry? You got to stop teaching gravity? What are you going to do? You're just going to pretend the electromagnetic radiation spectrum doesn't exist? How far will Bill Nye go to sprout a vagina on live television and remove genetics education from textbooks? That's my question. How far will Bill Nye go? Will he try to wave his hand over his penis and make it disappear? Like a James the Amazing Randy magic trick? That would be interesting. I would like to see him just try that, actually, on Netflix. That would be an interesting episode. Bill Nye, the science weenie disappearing act. That would be fun to chat about. Oh my God. This guy, it's actually, I'm saying all this in the hope that he will do more. Come on, Bill Nye. You gotta have more lunacy still inside you. You can't stop with just transgenderism is evolution. Come on, you can do better. You can have another music video. You could say that chemistry is magic. If you want, you could talk about how, I don't know, maybe you think protons and neutrons in the nucleus of the atom, maybe they have a choice too. Maybe they're nucleotransgenic particles, and particles can choose their sex expression as well. You can go into atomic physics, Bill. You can go all the way. Maybe you can work at CERN and be a consultant for the super collider, and you can talk about transgender God particles. We are searching for the discovery of the transgender God particle that at one moment chooses to be non-binary. You can rewrite the physics textbooks, Bill. You're on to something, man. Maybe Netflix will give you another series called Beyond Science. The realm beyond science. It used to be called lunacy. Now it's Bill Nye's new realm of beyond science. Yes, indeed. Bill Nye explores all the things that you thought were bullshit. Bill Nye says, no, it's actually real as long as you wish hard enough. That's the new Bill Nye science show on Netflix. Don't miss it. Everybody join Netflix so you can watch Bill Nye become the laughingstock of the entire scientific establishment. The Bill Nye Beyond Science show, where cause doesn't really mean effect. Or cause and effect are completely dissociated, and you are transported to an alternate multiverse where wishes matter more than physics. And genes are whatever you want them to be at the moment. Watch as Bill Nye causes his penis to vanish and transmutes his XY chromosomes into double X or even, get this, triple X. Yes, indeed. Bill Nye, the triple X chromosome monster. This is what it has come to. The guy's the laughingstock. Unreal. I used to think maybe I would want to debate Bill Nye, you know, on a science show or something. Now I think I just couldn't stop laughing at him. Unreal. Thank you, Bill Nye. You have just made my entire point that you are delusional. The things you promote are rooted in lunacy. And so-called science, this mainstream science that you're pushing, is complete bullshit. If you want real science, folks, listen to more Health Ranger Science podcasts, you know, a little bit of entertainment and commentary along with it. You'll find it all at healthrangerscience.com. And yeah, that's real science, not the made-up imaginary Bill Nye science either.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.